With us right now, County Board Supervisor Oliver Burrows. You've made a rather difficult decision. What is that decision?
Well, early this afternoon, faced with the choice between remaining on the radio with the ESPN Sports Den, experiencing the Word and Christian Economic Perspective on AM and FM at Sunrise Broadcasting, or running for the county board, at shortly after 2 o'clock today, I submitted the form indicating that I am a non-candidate. I would have done this, Larry, by the December 27th deadline had I had an official ruling from Sunrise with regard to this matter. I received the information shortly after noon today, and it's with deep regret that I had to make this choice because there is someone who's filed the GAB forms, although as far as I know, the nomination papers have not been filed by anyone else in the 19th district. There is a possibility by Tuesday that one or more than one person could be in the race. If there were two people, there'd be a primary. And as you know, being in media, the FCC rules dictate equal time requirements that Sunrise Broadcasting was very cognizant of.
So, in a nutshell, you had to choose which job you needed to keep.
Yeah, I did, and I had a very short window in which to prayerfully decide. And this is probably one of the hardest and, frankly, emotional decisions I've had to make in quite a while. I did so very, very reluctantly. I've tried to serve the people of Marathon County, looking into right now a dozen different issues at the request of people in my own district and the people of Marathon County and other districts as well.
As you look ahead, you still have a lot to accomplish before the spring election and whoever your replacement would be. So those projects still going on?
Absolutely. At this point in time, those investigations and the things that I'm trying to determine what to go forward with, I'm not going to let up. I'm going to serve the people till my replacement is elected and make sure that the people know what's going on and make sure that I do things in an honorable manner so that there won't be casual accusations, Larry. There'll be things where I can document exactly what has occurred and the things that I've learned through those investigations.
Now, with your decision to not run for re-election to the county board, do you have assurances that you will remain in your broadcasting career?
I have no assurances of that. I'm an at-will employee, and as a result, I could be de-employed at any time.
Anything you want to add today?
Well, I just want to thank the people that I've had the opportunity to serve thus far and assure them that I will serve faithfully through the end of the term and do everything I can to see this be the safest, most prosperous, and healthiest county.